But I'm going to ask a question or two to the adults. Yeah. Matter of fact, my prize is $150. Now I got every adult awake. Yeah, really. $150 U.S. cash. I don't know if that's any good around here. Now, the kids, I'm going to ask some questions, too. But I'm not going to ask them at $150 because they're sharp. Jason run me out of money. So I know better than to do that. Yep, it's on. All right. 2 Kings chapter 5. I know you'll know some of the characters in the study, but listen as we read in verse 1. Now, Naam, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. And he was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And he said unto her mistress, "Would to God my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would cure him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his lord, saying, "Thus and thus saith the maid who is of the land of Israel." The king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. He brought the letter to the king of Syria, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have sent it with Naam, my servant, and to thee, and that thou mayest cure him of his leprosy." And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to cure a man of his leprosy? Wherefore, consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me." And it was when Elisha, the man of God, had heard the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Why hast thou torn thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, stood at the door of the house of Elisha. Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand with the place and cure the leprosy." And then he goes on to say, "I could have gone to my own country and found places that had water that was pure and cleaner than what we have here in the Jordan River." It's quite a story. Now, I don't know if you like details of stories or not, but boy, I sure do. And if I could find my notes, I'd be a happy man right now. Why, my Bible looks like a filing cabinet. Well, anyway, there's some things I want you to know about Naaman the leper. You know, one of the things that you see about Naaman was he was a pretty important man, wasn't he? Man, can you imagine someone who's the captain of the host? I mean, this guy, he must have had the fanciest camel you can ever imagine, because if you're the captain of the host, you don't ride on an ordinary camel, you probably ride on a Camelback. I mean, it's got to be a two-hump camel. I mean, this would be a nice camel. Captain of the host. And not only that, he must have reported directly to the king. Wouldn't that be a nice job? I mean, if you could report right to the president or right to the prime minister. See, he was important, wasn't he? And then it says that he was a mighty man of valor. In other words, evidently in a battle, he was one who had delivered the whole nation of Syria. So he was important. He probably was well paid. He could talk to the king whenever he wanted to. He had won a battle. He was a mighty man of valor. Wow, wouldn't it be great to be him? But you know what? The most important word in the English language is the word but. B-U-T. Because you see, whatever follows with all those good things, whatever comes after the word but, that's more important. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you. He is a very great athlete. He is very handsome. He is extremely rich. But he died this morning. You girls are starting to get interested in him. Yeah. She is very smart. She is cute. But she is a snob. See, it didn't matter all the good things. He was a leper. Man, do you know how bad it would be to be a leper? Because you see, if you're a leper, it means that pretty soon leprosy begins to break out. And I think one day, you know, he was looking in his mirror, and all of a sudden there was a little spot right there in his head, you know. And he looked at it and said, man. And maybe tried to put some makeup on there, you know. Put a little, I mean, it's important for captains to wear some makeup, and so he probably tried to, see that helped a little bit, didn't it? Or maybe he wore a big jewel there, a nice big fancy hat, you know. And he went down, you know, and he started eating breakfast, and the little maid, now I like her, because it said that she was little. And she worked, she was a servant. And I think she looked at Naaman, she says, man, sir, you got a big old zit there. And he said, boy, I was hoping no one would notice. And she said, let me look at that. And he said, don't touch it. He says, that's leprosy. Well, you know what? Leprosy was a serious disease, wasn't it? And she says, boy, she said, I hate to see you with leprosy because, you know, I've never heard of anyone as curing it, but she said, there's a prophet back home that can. And I think Naaman, I think he was worried. I think Mrs. Naaman was worried. Now here's the first question for $150. Ross, what's the name of the servant? Well, he won the $150. $150 U.S. bill shredded. try to pass that at the food fair. Yeah, there's no name given to her. We don't even know her name. That really is $150 shredded. I didn't shred it myself, mind you. I don't have any bills to run through the shredder like that, but that's a legitimate U.S. government product. That's about all we can make in America anymore is shredded dollar bills. But can you imagine this little captive girl liking her boss? But you know what? The trouble is, every single day when he'd sit down at the table, I mean, this leprosy boy, it got worse and worse and worse, and you know, pretty soon it's hard to hire. It's hard to hide it. And you know what? Sometimes, matter of fact, I was in a leper colony right in Romania, and I saw people and their whole mouth was eaten away by leprosy. Big old sores. And pretty soon it began to spread on his arms. Wow, and hey, how could you get rid of it? I mean, can you imagine walk around tomorrow like this? I plan to. No, I mean, you know, and I mean, when I came up to you, you'd run, wouldn't you? Ross runs when he sees me anyway. Okay, but you know, I'd come up and, I mean, the minute I'd come up to some of my friends, he'd say, you know, I'm really busy. Because who wants to talk to a leper? I mean, who wants to talk to someone? But you know what? You see, leprosy is a terrible picture of sin. Did you know that? And I see some people really do some ridiculous things to try to get rid of sin. You know the best way to cure leprosy? Put on a shirt and tie. Yeah, go to Sunday school. Watch, you put this on. And you go to Sunday school. It'll make this leprosy disappear. Hey, it's getting lighter already, isn't it? Getting better? I think what you have to do there to really make it completely disappear is put on a necktie. Really? I mean, this is one of the most incredible magic things I've ever seen. You put on a white shirt and tie, leprosy, sin disappears. You're watching closely, aren't you? You think I'm crazy, don't you? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you got one question right. I think I got the microphone tied up in my tie. Can you see it? Preacher electrocuted. Tie a necktie with microphone. It's gone, isn't it? It is gone, isn't it? You got to be kidding me. It didn't work. Do you know that if you go to Sunday school for 99 straight years, it won't get rid of sin? But I know people that think so. 90% of the people in America believe in God. But over 70% say that you can believe in any God you want to. Can you imagine people that think that they're going to get rid of spots, leprosy, of sin? By going to Sunday, now I'm all for going to Sunday school, you know that? I think every kid ought to be in Sunday school every Sunday. And not, I think mom and dads ought to be, why would you drop your kid off at Sunday school and you don't come? Now I'm going to get in trouble. Better put some more, I better get some more leprosy on me real quick because you know what the trouble is? Leprosy spreads. Yeah. I mean, before long, that leprosy, it's covered. Wow. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It just keeps growing. You know what? The trouble is sin. You know, sometimes it starts as a little bitty sin, but it keeps spreading, doesn't it? And so this girl said, you know what? I know a way to cure leprosy. If my boss, if Naaman would just go into the land of Israel, and if he would just talk to the prophet Elisha, he could tell him how to get rid of that leprosy. And I mean, as that leprosy continued to grow and grow, I mean, can you imagine, as important a general as he was, as important as his position was, the trouble was that leprosy was so contagious that people didn't want to be near them. They wouldn't even let them live inside the city. They would move them outside the city because, you see, if you touched this leprosy pretty soon, pretty soon, it spreads to you. Oh, man. Here, I'll make it a mustache, see, and then, wow. You're going to have the girls all over you tonight. You got a big stick? You're going to need to beat the girls off, I'll tell you that. They love something. Diego, what are you laughing about? I'm going to give you a red one. This will make you look like your grandpa. Okay. Now, you see, the trouble is, leprosy spreads. I mean, if you touch somebody and you had leprosy, the next morning they may have leprosy. And you see, the trouble with sin is, you know what, sin is about as contagious as it gets. The Bible says this, the wages of sin is death. It says that we've all sinned. Can you imagine all of us walking around tomorrow looking like this? And can you imagine standing in front of God with all your sins exposed? And so people try all kinds of ways to get rid of it. And so Naaman, he comes to the prophet Elijah, and boy, he has money. He has 10 shekels of silver. He's got 6,000 pieces of gold. He's got 10 changes of clothes. And when he goes to the prophet Elijah, Elisha doesn't even come out to see him. But he sends a messenger. He says, hey, you go tell him to go in the Jordan River 7 times. And Naaman's mad. He said, you got to be kidding me. He doesn't even come out to greet me. He didn't want my money. He didn't want my clothes. And so finally when he said, I'll try it. So he goes and he dunks down into the Jordan River 1 time. He comes up. Did that help it? He goes down. 6 times he comes up. He says, this is ridiculous. He said, I've got rivers back home way cleaner. Boy, if you'd see the Jordan River, you know what he's talking about. It's just a muddy mess. And I think he was about to quit. And one of his servants said, you know what? If he would ask you to do something hard, you would have done it. Why not try it one more time? And you know what? He did a wonderful thing. He obeyed what God said to do. You know, that's real hard for people to do. How does God tell people to have their sins removed? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But people are running around doing all kinds of things. They try to be good. They try to be baptized. They try to join the church. Wow. None of those things can save you. Only doing exactly what Jesus says to do. Jesus said this, to as many as received me, to them I give power to become the sons of God.
Hey, you know what, boys and girls? Wouldn't you hate to walk around with spots like this all day?
Charles, this is permanent marker. You do know that, don't you?
It'll wear off in about 2 months. By October, you'll be clean as a whistle. Okay? And you know what? Can you imagine, what if all your sins were written on you? Can you imagine walking around tomorrow and it's saying they're liar, cheater, backbiter, gossiper, thief? Wow, you wouldn't like that, would you? Wouldn't you like to have your sins? I'll tell you what, Naaman knew his life depended on him having his leprosy cured. And I'm so glad he obeyed God, didn't he? He obeyed the prophet. He went down into that water. When he came up the seventh time, guess what? All of it was gone. I mean, he couldn't believe it. No one could believe it. Now, let me tell you something. I think one of the greatest miracles in all the world is this. How does a person have their sins forgiven? By trusting in what Jesus has done. When you say, you know what, I'm a sinner. How could I go into the presence of God looking like this? But when Jesus died on the cross, guess what? He shed his blood for Rob Lindstedt. And his blood washed away all my sin. Isn't that wonderful? Now I can stand in front of Jesus. I can stand in front of God the Father. Because my sins were washed away by Jesus. I'm not going to come there and say, do you like my shirt? Do you like my tie? Look how many times I went to Sunday school. I'm just going to say, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that Jesus died, shed his blood, rose again. I take Jesus. Young people, moms and dads, have you ever taken Jesus? If you've never taken Jesus, guess what? You're still looking just like this. And every day your sin grows. And every day you're less suited to stand in the front of Jesus Christ, let alone God the Father. But you know what? By his blood, he washed away our sins. Here's my questions. Number one, are you ready? What country was the king from? Or what prophet told him to do? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we've got to admit, we'd hate to go around with our sins all over our back and all over our face and all over our arms. We'd hate for a hideous spot. We'd hate for everyone to know what terrible people we are. And so, Father, tonight we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we're so glad that a man like Naaman could have leprosy forgiven because people like us can have our sins forgiven. And so tonight, Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for his shed blood. And, Father, we pray if there's one here tonight that doesn't want to walk around with their sins unforgiven, that even tonight they'll come to Jesus Christ and accept him as their Savior. We thank you for his death, his resurrection, for his bloodshed, that we might have eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray.